Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Zvachem. Daf Nun Gimel, we are holding out the Mishnah, Nun Beis Amud Beis, three lines off the bottom. Chatoyes HaTzibur VeHayachet. How do we process, how we makriv a korban chatos? Now, in the previous Mishnah, we discussed several variations of korbanos chatos, actually public korbanos chatos, but those were internal ones. Chatos apnimi, like a chatos yom kippur, par helam davar, par koin mashuach, right? So the blood, the dam over there, was applied to the internal mizbeach, the golden one in the heichal, on the pareches, and some of them in the kodesh hakodashim as well. Now we proceed to another set of chatois, public ones, private ones, chatois hatibur hayachid. And these are external ones, the ones whose dam is applied externally, meaning on the mizbeach achitzin in the azara. Elo in chatois hatibur. So which public ones hadn't yet been discussed? We discussed the internal ones. Which ones are external public karbanos chatos? Elu in chatos hatzibur. We have Seiri Rosh Chodeshim, the goats of Rosh Chodesh, Vashami others, the ones of Yomim Tovim. So how we makriv those karbanos? Shchitas and Matzav, and their shchita takes place strictly in the north side of the Azara. And likewise, the Kabbalah Sadam, Vikibu Domen, of course, Bikli Shares, and a holy vessel, Batzafen, in the north of the Azara. And unlike other korbanos, which have limited blood applications here, by a korban chatos, you need four separate applications on the four corners, atop these like these protrusions coming out from the top, from the roof, so to speak, of the mizbeach achitzin. V'daman and their dam, ton is required to be applied. Arba maton is four applications, al arba kronos, on the four corners of the mizbeach. Ketzad, how does the kohen go about doing this? Olav hakevesh. So he climbs up the kevesh, the ramp. So for sort of coming into the Azara from the entrance of the Azara, which is in the Mizrach, in the east, heading towards the Heichal, Kadesh HaKadoshim, which is towards the west. So we'll see the Mizbeach sort of sideways, meaning the face, the front of the Mizbeach, will be to our left. That's the Dorim side. We have a ramp going up, right? We have the Mizbeach with the four corners, and then we have the north side of the Azara on the other side. So the Shechita, the Kabbalah, takes place on the north. Kohen brings over the vessel with the Klisharis, climbs up the ramp from Dorim, from south, up to the Mizbeach, and makes a sharp right off the big ramp into a mini ramp, which will take him around the Mizbeach. There was this ramp running along pretty much the midpoint around the walls of the Mizbeach. That will give him access to the corners on which he applies his blood. Now Rashi explains he walks sideways. So basically, if this is the Mizbeach, I'm walking to my right. Right? You meant to walk to your right. Kol pina shata pina. You derech imin, says Rashi. Quoting Gemara Daf Samach Beis, meant to walk to your right. So he would walk around Mizbeach to his right, and access the corners as he goes along. So the first corner that he meets, Ubaloi, is the Lekeren Deremes Mizrachas. So he's going up the ramp, right? And the first corner to the right is Dorim, because that's the face of Mizbeach Dorim, and Mizrach is the eastern side of the Mizbeach. Then he makes his way around and around and around till he gets to all four corners. Deremes Mizrachas, Mizrachas Tzvainis, Tzvainis Maravis, and Maravis Deremes. When he's done the primary applications on the corners, he has leftovers, shir yedam. What does he do with the leftovers? So he comes off the Mizbeach and he would pour it directly to the Yisoid, the foundation. It was like a drain there. The Yisoid, which was on the south, you know, on the Dorim, on the face, front of the Mizbeach. Hayashevich, Yisoid Dremis. Now, the question is, who consumes the rest of the korban chatos? The flesh is meant for kohanim. Benecholam fnim naklaim. You eat it inside the curtains. This is actually a reference to the way it was in the Mishkan, which was surrounded with a chatzer, a courtyard, enclosed with these klaim, these curtains, sheets, inside which was considered the machne shchina, the holiest place where they consumed the chatos. Likewise, correspondingly, in the Beis Hamikdash, in Yerushalayim, the territory which corresponded to Leflim and Aklaim was the Azor. Right? The Azor Skehanim, the Azor Yisrael, not the Azor Noshon, which was further out and considered one level less in terms of its holiness. So the Chatas has to be consumed inside the Azor. Who consumes it? Only male Kehanim, Zichrei Kuhuna, B'chol Machal. You can eat it any way you want, as opposed to a Korban Pesach, which needs to be roasted a very specific way. A chatas can be eaten any way you want. What's the time frame? Liyam b'layla, the day of the actual hakrava and the following night. When it comes to karbanis, interesting, unlike typically, it's night leading up to day, right? So the night, the yun is considered yayim echad. Vayera vayivayka, right? Evening, and then when it comes to karbanis, consumption of karbanis, it flips around. For some reason, night follows day. So technically, you have until sunrise. However, the Chachamim limited and made a cutoff time of midnight, ad chatzos, as we learned back in the beginning of first Mishnah of Maseches Brachos, right? Chachamim were concerned that you might stretch it too long, you might go past your deadline into next morning, in which case you have a problem because then it's noiser leftovers. Rather, you meant to stop at chatzos at midnight. So the dam of the Karma Chatas is applied to the corners, right? These protrusions sticking out of the top of the Mizbeach. Hechi Yavid, how exactly does he go about it? Where exactly in that corner does he apply the blood? Bev Machlekes. So, if we can picture a corner coming out of the Mizbeach, okay? So we have four of these corners. Where exactly do we put it? Anywhere, you know, or just at the edge, where the sort of the walls converge. Hechiyavd, Rabbi Yechanan. So there was a machleket between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Lazar. Chadamar, one maintained, it's not so location specific. You can move around. So the, as we know, the Keren was an Amma by an Amma, square. So anywhere, Nois an Amma Eilach, you can apply the blood this way in Amma, Va'amma Eilach, or this way in Amma, as long as you're somewhere on that corner. The other one disagreed. Mechata v'yoyret. Mechata here is a lashon of making it into a chatas, applying the blood of the chatas, or mechata according to some means lowering, you're sort of dragging down. Mechata v'yoyret, you smear the blood downward. Keneged chudei shel keren, at the edge of the keren, so right on the edge, that constitutes a proper nesinas hadam of keren. Now, there was a machlokes between Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, and a Rebbe. You see, according to Rebbe Shimon, in fact, you had to apply the blood on the corner itself, not on the wall beneath the corner. So according to him, certainly, says the Gemara, you can do it anywhere on this Keren, because that's called, that's defined Keren. Whereas according to Rebbe, who says that need not be on the actual Keren. You see, the Mizbeach, the wall of the Mizbeach, from which the Keren would come out, right, had basically two parts. The upper part, where you, what is called Lamala Mechuta Sikra, there was a dividing line running across the halfway point of the Mizbeach. You had the lower part and the upper part. Chatas, according to Rebbe, has to be on the upper portion. It need not be on the actual corner. Right? So according to Rebbe, it can be anywhere, right, above the dividing line. So the question now is, according to him, is it enough to put it just on the corner area, or does it have to be actually at the edge? We'll see. Aliva the Rabbi of Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Amar who says he atzma, the actual, you know, the correct process, ein nasis al gufa shel keren, it requires the actual corner itself. So according to this opinion, the Kuli Amalei Pligi all agree. The Kuli Amalei Pligi is no disagreement. That in fact, anywhere on that corner is okay. Because you need corner, you have corner. Ki pligi aliba de Rebbe. The question arises according to Rebbe, who says that it need not be on the actual protrusion, the keren itself. It can be on the wall of the Mizbeach, beneath the keren. Right? So the question is, where? Mar savar ama elach keneged keren. So one opinion says that even though you're going below the actual keren, right, doing it on the wall, right, but doing it in the area beneath the wall, either within, you know, the ama from the edge, which is directly beneath that keren on this side, or the same on the other side, would qualify as being considered keren domain, because the keren sort of extends downward, right? The keren proper, right, extends downward, and it's all considered keren. So it need not be actually on the edge, on the tip, on the corner. Mar Savar, Am Eilach Nagat Keren. Umar Savar, the other one disagrees. He says, since you're not really hitting the Keren itself, so how do you get Keren? Keren means the corner, the edge. Umar Savar Kenel Chude In. Yeah, if you hit the corner, the actual edge, okay, that qualifies as Keren. Right? Umar Savar, but otherwise, if you're getting off the corner, it's not called Keren. So if Keren means literally the Keren, fine, so anywhere on the Keren will be okay. But if it's the area beneath the Keren, this is not really Keren. It's not defined as corner, it's just a flat wall. The only way to really get corners is to get the edge. So it changes our understanding, our definition of the word Keren. Whereas the other one says, no, even if you're in this area, as long as you're underneath the vicinity of the Keren, you're not pulling inward, you're going underneath the Aman Ama. Right? Even though you're on the wall, but it's still discerned as the Mokem HaKeren. Okay. Says the Gemara Meisvei, we have a Kasha now. According to Rebbe, you can do it even off the edge. Chatas HaTzibur VaYach. Keitzat. So we have a Braisa, which will further describe for us the Matan Dam of the Chatas. Keitzat. Matan dam. How would you apply the dam of the chatas? Hayoyel v'kevesh upon the seiv. He's up the ramp, off to the seiv. Ubalay arrives at the first corner. The kerem dremes mizrachs. V'tevel be'etzboy hayimanis. He dips in his right finger. Hamiyumenes shabimin, the right of the right, which means to say the more functional of his right fingers. So that's the first finger, the index finger. Dips it into the blood of the dam. Shabim mizrach. Right. Dips it in and get some of the blood out of the container. Before he applies the finger to the corner, the chaymer, he sort of squeezes, he closes up. Begoidloi milamala, using his thumb on the top side, and his pinky from the bottom, so he sort of encases the index to sort of guide it as he's smearing the blood. He smears the blood. Chuda means the edge, the tip. Until he's done the blood in his finger. The same thing regarding all the other corners. So clearly, according to this is Rebbe, right? Because according to the other opinion, Rebbe Shimon, you don't need the actual edge. Certainly not, right? Question was, according to Rebbe, whether or not it's needed. And here we see that it's absolutely necessary. The corner only. Well, perhaps the Braisa means like this. Yeah, mitzvah b'chuda. You're supposed to do it at the corner. That's certainly, ideal. The ideal fulfillment of Keren. But Yavad Amma Eilach, Vav Eilach, he moved over to the sides, within the first Amma of the corner, less number, it also would work. So yeah, so according to this view, we will assume that the Braisa means, Hachikama, the Braisa means, it's just a preference. But certainly, technically, it would work, even if it's off the corner. Now we made a reference to Rebbe's Shita, the blood has to be applied anywhere above the halfway mark. Doesn't have to be actually on the corner itself. Versus Rezeb Shimon, who says it has to be on the protrusion, the keren itself. Where do we find this machlekes? My Rebbe, Umay Rezeb Shimon, the son of Rebbe Brice, the Dom Yoin, the upper bloods, Netanim Mechut HaSikr Lamal. Should we apply? Above the dividing line, there was this red line encircling the midway point of the Mizbeach. Above that qualifies for dam chatas, provided that you're in the vicinity of that corner, as we explained. Dama tachtoinim netanen mechodasuk lamatan. Whereas the lower bloods of the carbon oil, etc., go beneath that line. Even Rebbe. So according to Rebbe, you don't need the actual corner itself. Even beneath that corner, as long as you're above the dividing line. Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Aimer, he disagrees. By medvam amur, when? But we say general vicinity is enough. By the saif, by oil bird, ava bachatos behema, by animal, chatos. You need corners. He atzma inasis. The actual process requires corners. El al gufa shel kera. Amar avo, my time with the Rebbe. Why is Rebbe suffice with general vicinity? The chsif. Rebbe Pasuk describing the mizbeach. Vaharel, this was the mizbeach. Arba amis. Umeaharel lamalo. Umearel lamalo. Hakronois arba. So the Mizbeach was 4 amos in size. Which way? What do you mean? Arba amos lahavya? How could you say Mizbeach was only 4 amos? It was 32 amos, 28 amos, I mean, depending on which part, it was 10 amos high. I mean, where do you get the number 4? Amar vada bar ava. Umakim krones arba. The krones encompassed an area of 4 amos. Once again, how does that work? What do you mean the Kronos took up 4 amis? Malcolm Kronos. Dalit Havya? How is that? And Rashi explains, because really, at most you can say is that the corners took up 2 of the top surface. Because, let's say the top surface was, 28, right? So you have the corners. 1, 2, 3, 4. A corner was an amma by an amma, square. So if you're looking from, let's say, right to left on the Mizbeach. So the 2 corners on this side took up the first Amma, and the corners on this side took up the first Amma of that direction, of that width. So at most, it's 2 Ammas. Looking this way, lengthwise, same idea. The corners on this side chewed up an Amma, so to speak, and the corners on that side came in an Amma. So you have 1 Amma on this side, 1 Amma on this side. You deduct for the corners. And so at most, you're missing 2. The corners took up 2 Ammas, not 4 Ammas. Of the actual surface of the Mizbeach. Eleima Rishus Kronis Dalet. Rather, what the Pasuk means to say is that the reach of the Kronis reaches down beneath itself. It extends its proper, its domain. Its effect is felt 4 amas beneath it. So if this is the wall of the Mizbeach, and the Keren is coming out from the top, right? So the Karen itself sort of, we view it as though it's extending downward, and you can put the Dam here too, until 4 Amis. Okay, until you get to the Chut HaSikri. So that's what the, Rabbi Avoh meant when he said, this will provide a source to Rabbi Shita, that the Dama Chatas need not be placed on the actual corner on top. You have plenty of leeway. You can go beneath it until the Chut HaSikra. Okay, speaking about the Chut HaSikra, Tan Hasmi, we have a Mishnah about it. A Mishnah Mesechas Mides. Chut Shel Sikra. Sikra is red, right? Red dye, red paint. There was this ring of red paint. Chaygrei, which would encircle, right? So he enwraps the Mizbeach with this circling, with this ring. Be'emtza, at the midway point, right? At the mid-height of the wall of the Mizbeach. L'havdol, meant to differentiate, distinguish between the upper bloods and the lower bloods. That was the dividing line. B'enam al-yom, dam tachtoim. How do we know the Mizbeach is meant to feature this type of dividing line? Amrav Acha, Barav Katina, Shinem, we have a pasuk regarding the copper Mizbeach in the Mishkan, which had an ornamental sort of design running around the middle of the Mizbeach, Vaisa Reshes, this sort of mesh, a designer mesh, Ad Chatzia Mizbeach, which would run up until the halfway point of the Mizbeach to delineate the upper from the lower. HaTor Nosna Mechitza, Torah is telling you to make a Mechitza, a divider, Lahavdal, to distinguish between the upper and the lower, between the bloods going upstairs, and the bloods going downstairs. So that was in the Mishkan, in the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't have this ornamental feature. Rather, they made this red dividing line. So that's regarding the primary blood application. What about the Shiari Adam leftovers? So unlike the Chatois HaPrimyes, whose blood is poured on the Yisoid, right? The Yisoid of Mizbeach HaChitzen, but on the western facing Yisoid, the one facing the Heichal. Here we're speaking about pouring the Shiarayim to the Yisoid Zeroimi, right? The foundation protrusion facing the face, the front of the Mizbeach, the Darim. Why that difference? Shiar Adam. Tanu Rabbah, we learned in a Braisa. El Yisoid Mizbeach. So you pour the leftovers to the Yisoid of Mizbeach. Which direction? Dorim or Mara? They say Dorim is referring to Dorim. Atoim is it Yisoid Dorim? You're maintaining that it's Dorim. Oyeinei El Yisoid Mara? Maybe. It's the same Yisoid as the other ones. The ones facing west. Bil Matzosim Menam Afurash. Why would I say that? Because, you know, let's define this Yisoid based on the one that we know. The one that we had already identified. If it's Marav there, let's assume, likewise, it's Marav here. Amra, so the answer to that is no. Yulmad, let's learn Yeridosi min HaKevesh. It's Yosu min HaHecho. What does he encounter when he comes off the Kevesh? Let's compare that to the Kohen leaving the Hechel. Meaning like this, let's switch around the map. Let's say I'm standing in the Heichal, which is the west, right? Walking down towards the east of the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to leave the Heichal into the Azora. I'm going to meet the Mizbeach. Which side of the Mizbeach? The western facing side. The western facing foundation. So the Kohen will sort of meet up. The first thing he'll meet up with is the Marav, the Yisoid Maravi of that Mizbeach. Okay? So you have the Mizbeach, and looking at it from this way, the ramp would go this way to the Dorim. This is Dorim, this is Tzofim. So, just as in terms of the internal Korban Chatas, which is processed inside in the Heichal, upon my exiting the Heichal, I will meet up with the Yisoid Maravi, and the Torah tells you, put it at first opportunity, apply to the first Yisoid, the Yisoid Maravi. Let's assume a similar system is meant to be applied. The external carbon chatas, which is processed, of course, differently. It's processed on that Mizbeach HaChitzein. The Kohen goes up the ramp. Dorim turns to the right. First corner. Second corner. Comes around. Third corner. Fourth corner. Back. He's back in the Dorim now. Comes off the Mizbeach. And assumingly, it's meant to be applied to the first Yisoid. The Yisoid that's facing Dorim. Right. On site. So, yeah. If we ought to compare, this will be a good comparison. So the Gemara in the Kasha asked, well, just as the Chatas HaPnimis leftovers are poured to the Maravi, perhaps the Chatas HaChitzein as well. Says the Gemara, no. The point is, the first Yisoid that you encounter. By the Chatas HaPnimi, it's the Maravi that you encounter upon leaving the Heichal. Chatas HaChitzein, it's the Yisoid Rami that you encounter when you finished applying your four matanis. Again, Yilma Diridosi Min HaKevesh. Litziyasi Min HaHechel. Let's compare when he gets off the Kevesh to when he leaves the Heichel. Ma Itziyasi Min HaHechel B'Samachel. Just like when he leaves the Heichel upon completing the Chatoz HaPnimiyais, he's meant to apply the leftovers to the closest Yisoid, Yisoid Ma'aravi. Ah, Fidosi Min HaKevesh B'Samachel. Likewise, when he finishes the Chatoz HaChitzein and comes off the Kevesh, it's meant to be the closest Yisoid, which is Dorim. So according to this approach, Chatas HaPnimi is Yisoid Ma'aravi, Chatas HaChitzein is Yisoid Dorim. Tanya, however, Rishmol Eimer, according to this opinion, Zevi says Yisoid Ma'aravi. In fact, we do compare. Just like the Pnimi has Yisoid Ma'aravi, likewise the Chitzein are both Ma'aravi. Shem Rechai Eimer is the opposite. Zevi says Yisoid Dorim. In both cases, it's meant to be Yisoid Dorim. Now, Bishlam Elmanam Yisoid Ma'aravi, I can fully understand Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Both are Maravi because you learn the obscure one from the identified one. Kasavri holds Yilmat Sosim. We'll learn the location of the Chatas HaChitzein, which hadn't been expressed in the Torah, Minam Efurish, from the Chatas HaPnimis, which has been identified in the Torah as the Maravi. Elman Domer, you say Drami, but according to the other opinion. Both are Yidraimi. Why? My time or why? Amar Ba'asi, because of my time. This time I hold. Kulim Mizbeach B'tzaf and Koy. That the entire Mizbeach was constructed on the in the Tzafin side of the Azara. Lishnachrin is another version of this. Kulim Pesach Darm Koy. The entire doorway of the Heichel was on Darm, which means like this. So, I'm in the Heichel. I leave the Heichel. Okay, so what do I encounter? The Mizbeach. Now, we're meant to know that although the Mizbeach did have a Yesoid coming out of the bottom, but that Yesoid did not encircle the entire 360 of the Mizbeach. In fact, there were sections where there was no Yesoid built, as we'll see later in the Gemara, and that's because of territorial designation. So the Mizbeach was meant to be built on the territory of Shevet Binyamin, and actually Shevet Binyamin's territory converged. It met up with Shevet Yehuda's territory, on which there was not meant to be a Mizbeach. So it happens that there was a little strip of land protruding from Shevet Yehuda into Shevet Binyamin, which actually coincided with the location where theoretically there would be a site. So that area, that side of the Mizbeach, where the potential Yesoid would have been built on Shevet Yehuda's territory, was not built at all. Thus leaving the entire constructed Mizbeach on Shevet Binyamin's territory. We'll see that later in the Gemara. To get a more accurate depiction of what's going on, perhaps we should just turn this page. Flip over to Nun Gimel Amud Beis. So on the bottom, we have the diagram in Rashi. That will give us an accurate depiction of exactly where we have a Yesoid and where we don't. So once again, we see the Mizbeach there. And you'll notice the Yesoid wrapping around the right, which is Tzafon, the north, and coming around the top, which is Ma'arav, and then actually wrapping around just that corner of Ma'arav where it turns into Darim. And likewise, at the beginning on the bottom, you see that the Yesoid wraps around just a little bit, just an Amma into Mizrach. So it begins from the Mizrach Tzafin corner, goes all the way around Tzafin, Ma'arav, and just slightly around the corner of Ma'arav Darim. Now, we're looking at the Mizbeach bottom up. So the bottom is Mizrach, that's where you enter the Beis Hamikdash, enter the Azara, and you're going towards Ma'arav, the west, which is the Heichal, Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, the Gemara is telling us that according to this opinion we just discussed, that the leftover bloods were always poured on the Yesoid Darim. So Yesoid Darim is that little Amma corner at the corner of Darim Marav. There was no other Yesoid on Darim. Now actually, that little Amma, that little piece, was lined up perfectly with the entrance to the Heichal. So if we can picture this Mizbeach here as being entirely on the Tzafin side of the Azara. So we picture a big room, big area, the Azara, and this Mizbeach that we're looking at is really on the right side of that room. It's on the Tzafin side, so it's offset to the right. Now, further up, so to speak, to Ma'arav, you'll encounter the Heichal and the doorway to the Heichal, which was centered, dead center in the middle of this room. And it so happens that the entrance to the Heichal was lined up with that little Amma, meaning that other than that little piece of Yesoid, which was opposite the, if you go in a straight line, you would meet up with the entry to the Heichal, that was the only part of the Yesoid that would meet up, that was directly opposite the entry to the Heichal. Everything else was offset to the right against, the wall of the Heichal. So basically, if you turn around the diagram, you'd come out of the Heichal now, from Ma'arav down to Mizrach, what would you see? What would you encounter? You would meet up only with that Yesoid, a little section on the Darim corner. Okay? So that little piece was what you see first. That's the only yisoid that you encounter upon leaving the Heichal. And that's what the Gemara meant, Kulim Mizbeach B'Tzafin Koi. The entire Mizbeach was offset to the right, at Tzafin, leaving only that little piece of yisoid facing the Heichal entry. Or another way of saying the same thing is, Kulei Heichal Kulei Pesach B'Darim Koi, that the entire Pesach Heichal was B'Darim, meaning the Darim of the Mizbeach, leaving only a little teeny meetup with the Yisoid Mizbeach, only that little piece coming out to Darim. That explains why you would pour both bloods on that little section. The point is to pour it on the Yisoid that you encounter first. So it works regarding the Chatas Achitzoina, which was processed on this very Mizbeach, on the Azara. So upon coming off the Mizbeach, you would come off on the Darim side, that's where the ramp was. The ramp is not showing this picture, but you'd come off the ramp there. So which Yisoid was the nearest, was the closest? That the little corner there, right? That little Amma. Okay, so that works. And likewise, even the internal Chatas, which was processed inside in the Heichal, but upon leaving the Heichal, which one would you encounter? Again, that little piece of Yisoid, which was actually on the Darim side, that's the one that you would meet, that's the one that you would encounter, and that's where you apply the Shirai. Okay? So we're actually on top of this Amma now, Tanad Ve'er Bishmoel, that's what we're holding, Tanad Ve'er Bishmoel, Kirei B'Shim Ben Yichai. So although, according to our earlier version, it was a Machlekes, Tanad Ve'er Bishmoel held that in both, you pour the Shiraim on the Maravi, whereas B'Shim Ben Yichai contended that both are on Darim. In Ve'er Bishmoel, the Yeshiva Bishmoel, they sort of revised Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's opinion, according to their version of events. Shimon Yochai agreed with him that in fact it was always on the Marav. Tana de Bishmoel, Bir Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Oimrim, Zevi Zev, you said Marav, it's always going to be on the Marav. V'simonech. You have to remember who said what. Mashchu Gavri, the many men, so there were more Talmidim in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, Legavri to the man, they pulled the man to them, they recruited the man, the single, the lesser, the fewer, over to their side of the debate. Basically, so according to their version of events, there was no opposition to their position, all agreed, Zevi Zeh Yisoid Marabi. Okay, so in a nutshell, we have the Mishnah and the Gemara describing the application of the Dam Chatas on the Mizbeach Achitzain, on the Kronos, all four corners. Was it actually on the Keren, or was it below the Keren? That was Machlekes Tanoim. Was it on the corner itself? We had a discussion about that as well. It certainly is a mitzvah, according to Rebbe, but perhaps not Miyakev. We learned about the dividing line around the Mizbeach, the Chutas Sikra. And in terms of Shvicha Shiraim, we have actually three shittos. One shita holds that the Chatas HaPnimi would go on the Ma'aravi, that's what you encounter first. According to them, evidently the Mizbeach was positioned differently, and you would encounter the western-facing Yisoid when you leave the Heichal. Whereas the Chatas HaChitzoinus, Shiraim was poured on the Yisoid HaDroimi. According to the other opinion, both are Ma'arav. According to the third opinion, both are Darim, says the Mishnah. Let's move on to the Oila, which was fully consumed on the Mizbeach. Ha'Oila is in fact regarded as Kachei Kata Hashem, occupying the highest tier, highest category of Karbanis, and it's the most sensitive, says Rashi. Right? You can easily become puzzled by leaving the area, by Atvul Yaim touching it, etc. So these are unique elements to Kadesh Kadoshim. Where do we do the Shechita? Where do we do the Kabbalah? Again, you do that in Tzafon, Shechita Asa Bet Tzafon, V'kimu Dama Kusharis Bet Tzafon. So unlike the Chatas, which needs four applications on four corners, here it's just two, which turn into four. Meaning, you approach the corner of the Mizbeach where the walls converge, and you apply the blood there, and it spreads in both directions, so you have two walls there, and you go to the diagonal corner on the other side, so it's the corner to the other diagonal, and you do the same thing there. Apply another application which sort of splits into two, so you get two, which equal four. And you have all four walls of the Mizbeach covered. Why do you do it this way? We'll see in the Gemara. Utuna Hashed requires skinning before it's burned, and taking a part of the animal, and then it's completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Now, why does the Mishnah, you know, unlike the other Kabbanis, where the Mishnah does not sort of trouble itself to label it as Kaddish HaKadoshim, why over here? Do we go out of our way and say, Oila, you should know it's Kaddish HaKadoshim? Why is that critical for the you know, presentation of the Oila? Oila, my time, atoni lei Kaddish HaKadoshim. Why only here? The answer is Mishum de Loiksibbe Kaddish HaKadoshim He, because unlike the other Kabbanis where the Torah specifies that they're Kaddish HaKadoshim, the Torah doesn't regarding the Oila. That's why it's important for the Tana to fill us in. Rashi points out that there, in a way, there's no better Kaddish HaKadoshim than an Oila. Because what personifies Kaddish HaKadoshim? The highest, the holiest. Well, this is totally on the Mizbeach. It's the highest you can get. In fact, Rashi says, the Eimurim, the fats of the regular Karbanis, which are put on the Mizbeach, are also considered Kaddish HaKadoshim, element of those Karbanis. So, it's as heavenly as you get, and therefore it makes sense to call it Kaddish HaKadoshim. So how do you go about applying the blood of the Oila? V'dam haton shtem hatonos, Mishnah says, two applications, Shein Arba, which turn into four. So is it two or is it four? How do you go about doing that practically? Amar Rav. So Rav says like this. You approach the corner where the walls, you know, the walls meet. Okay, we're not speaking about the keren, the protrusion on top of the Mizbeach, which is sticking up, you know, above the rooftop, above the, you know, top surface. That's unique to the Karban Chatas. We're speaking about the walls. The actual walls of the Mizbeach, okay, the flat walls, straight walls. So you approach the corner where the, you know, where the walls convert, where they meet. And as you're standing there, you apply a split matana. So you do one to this side of the corner and one to this side of the corner. Okay, so it's one location. It's sort of like one event, but it's split into two. So now you cover two walls. And do the same thing on the other far, you know, diagonal corner. So you have all four walls covered. Noisein, b'chayz v'noisein. Shmuel Amar, no. It's just two applications. Two, which split into four. Matana achas k'min gamma noisein. According to Shmuel, you approach the corner, and you spray at the corner, and the blood splits into two. Okay, so it's one which turns into two, and do the same thing on the other diagonal corner. So you have all four walls covered. Okay, so according to Rav, technically you have applied four. According to Shmuel, it's just two applications which split into four. Shnayim shemar. And it's coming gamma. Gamma is like an L. Rashi says it's like a long chaf, sort of an L. So it splits, turns into like an L, going in both directions. And actually, this is machlekes tanoim, whether it's one which turns into two or it's two separate. Yochel is rukenu is rukachas. You know, the pasuk by the Eila says, "Vizarku es adam al mizbeach saviv asher pesach ha'olmoy." Vizarku sounds like it's one. You know, one the splatter, one zrika. So perhaps one is enough. Tamlem is saviv. No, the pasuk says around and around. You can't get around and around with just one application. Okay, if it has to be around and around, perhaps you have to actually run your finger all around, all four walls, to encircle the Mizbeach with dam. Tamlem v'zarka. No, you do it by just throwing the blood. So how does this work? Is it just a throw, or is it actually smearing around? Okay, it's that. Kimin gamo. Shtei matana shein arba. You meant to do a zrika in a fashion, in a manner, which gets it encircled, so to speak, which covers all four walls. So not practically, actually, you know, a circle around, not a complete circle, but somewhat saviv, somewhat encircling, covering all four sides. How? The way we described it. So you stand at the corner, and you cover all four walls like that, because on this corner you hit two walls, right? You do one zrika, which splits into two, covers two walls. And the same on the other far side. So this is going like Shmuel, that it's one matana which splits into two. Shmuel Leimer says, no, it's four separate applications on those four walls. How does he know? Nemarkan Saviv. We have the word Saviv describing the process here by the Oilav. Remember, Lahalon Saviv, we have the same word used by the Chatos, where certainly it's four separate applications, because over there it's on the actual corner, on top, right? You need one per corner. There's no splitting, there's no combining. Malon, just like over there, Pisuk of Arba Matanis, it's four separate applications, totally separate. Afkan here as well, Pisuk of Arba Matanis, need to be four separate applications. This is in line with Rav's opinion, that you would stand at the corner, but apply it separately, one per wall, the same on the other corner. Says the Gemara. Okay, so if you're comparing this to the Chatas, perhaps compare it all the way. Perhaps just like over there, it's four applications on the corners on top. Afkan Arba Matanis Alabar Kronis, perhaps over here as well. It needs to have four applications on the four corners on top. The answer is like this. It's impossible to apply that procedure to the Oila. Why? Amris. The answer is Oila to Uno Yisoid. We learned a while ago that the application of the Dam HaOila needs to be done over the Yisoid. Although it's applied to the wall, you know, to the vertical wall, but it needs to be at a location where you have a Yisoid beneath it. As we just learned, the Yisoid was not present all around the Mizbech. In fact, the Keren Mizrach is Droimis Lehoilo Yisoid. Right? Again, if we look down at the diagram, right, you'll notice that the corner, which is called Mizrach Dorein, right, that's the left bottom corner, has no Yisoid. So it's impossible to suggest that the Oilas Dam has to be applied at the four corners. Literally at the four corners of the Mizbeach. Because this corner, there has no Yisoid. It's unsuitable. Oh, so the only way would be to do it at the two diagonal corners. And sort of, you know, split it there somehow. And cover all four walls. So they would do it at the Dorim Marav corner, which has a Yisoid there. And at the Mizrach Safin corner. This way, you have it all covered. You have all the walls, you know, you contacted all the walls, and you're right over the Yisoid. Now the question is, okay, so why was there no Yisoid over this area, my time? Because, as explained before, the ground, the floor, running along these walls, Dorim and Mizrach, did not belong to Binyamin. Right? If you look at the fine print in this diagram, you'll see on the Yisoid it says Yisoid Binyamin, but on this side, Dorim and Mizrach, it says Yehuda. In which case it was unsuitable for building of the Mizbeach. And therefore they had to delete the Yisoid along those walls. The Amar of Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, Mizbeach Oichel Bechalkos Yehuda Amar. That the Mizbeach consumed an Amma into Yehuda's territory. Meaning, if you would have built a Mizbeach in a sort of complete square, including the Yisoid running along these walls, so that piece would be sitting on Yehuda's territory, which was unsuitable for actual Mizbeach construction. And therefore, it had to be omitted. Okay, we'll see the whole story coming up in the Gemara soon. Very interesting story. Exactly what happened with the convergence of territories. In any case, that explains why there was no Yisoid there, and that necessitates the application of the Dam Oila at the other corners, which were over a Yisoid. Okay, so let's just recap. We discussed the placement of the Dam Chatas on the corners on top. We had a difference of opinion exactly how it's done, on the edge, on the corners, etc. We discussed the Chut HaSikra, which encircled the Mizbeach at the midpoint, dividing between the Damim HaLyoinim and Damim HaTachtoinim. We discussed the location of the Sheri HaDam, three opinions on that. We discussed the Oila, which is Kachi Kachim, as a unique system, Matonas HaDam, Kol Shtayim Shem Arba. We have Rav's opinion that you would apply it separately, one per wall. It was just one fling which would split into two, And that was in fulfillment of the pasuk of Vizarku together with Saviv, was his Rika, but in a manner which sort of covered all walls of the Mizbeach. It could not have been done literally as four separate matanis on the four corners like the Chatas, because it required a Yisoid, which was only present around some walls of the Mizbeach. All the best to you and Atzlacha Rav.